Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ngesonto mhlaka 8 sibandlela 2023 ngokips 2. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Let the perpetrators be treated as barbaric criminals who should be identified, arrested, and of course face the law. On its part, ZANPF does not tolerate any form of violence.
Ibandla leZANPF liphika ukuba amalunga alo athaye kabuhlungu our Citizens Coalition for Change.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona nxa kuyikuthi incwadi lezi kuzincwadi ezikhona eziphilayo. Sizazibona kumbe sizakuzwa ngabona labo abazibhalelweyo ukuthi hayi sebezitholile.
Kulasuku zavota eZimbabwe lonyaka othi aluqondanga ugwalo lwe-preliminary delimitation report oluhlolisiswa lidale lepalamende. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ozavota kukhetho oluzayo umnumzana Tondela Ichidawa usecele idale lepalamende ukuba lihlolisise indlela okwalotshwa ngayo ugwalo olujulileyo oluveza ukudwetshwa okutsha kwemingcele yezigaba zokuvota ama-constituencies lama-wards. Uchidawa omelwe ngusiphicamfundo Labo Momaduku uthi kukhanya ngani ugwalo lolu lwalotshwa ngunkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba lomsekeli wakhe athi amakhomishini wonke aweZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Uthi uzaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba iPhalamende ingehluleka ukulungisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wanika ugwalo lolu abedale lePhalamende ngeviki ephelileyo elandela isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu loChigumba labanye bakhe akade bengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalokhu sixoxe lomnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda okomiti yedale lePhalamende esanda kubunjwa ehlolisisa ugwalo lolu.
Angingeke ngakomenta ngezinto eziku-social media. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona nxa kuyikuthi incwadi lezi kuzincwadi ezikhona eziphilayo. Sizazibona kumbe sizakuzwa ngabona labo abazibhalelweyo ukuthi hayi sebezitholile. Ngiyakholwa ke leso sikhathi isikhathi lapho esingakhomenta khona, okwakhathi singabe lokhu ngikhomenta ngamanga ngezinto ezingekhoyo ezingabambekiyo ezingela umuntu othi hayi for sure lincwadi ngiyitholile.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu Baba Sibanda. Kuyini okumele likwenze kuyiwa phambili xa sikhangela ke ukuhlolisisa ugwalo lolu ule delimitation?
Sikhangelela ukuthi siza kuba lo muntu oyingcitshi kweze delimitation ukuthi abuye abe nguye ozasincedisa ke ukuzwisisa i-report leyi. Bese suka khonapho bese sihamba siya phambili. Sikhangelela ukuthi kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsebenzi wethu siyabe sesiwuqedile, siyabe sesidinga kuphela ukuthi ke sihambe siyefaka i-report leyo phambi kwe-parliament ukuze i-parliament ke layo icazele.
Akutsho ke ukuthi selihambisile ke konke lokhu kuyathiwani? Njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi kumele kubiselwe edale lePhalamende.
Ye, ngolwesihlanu into esiyabe siyenza Dube yi-tabling kuphela. Kuyafika nje sesithi hayi nansi i-report yenu madoda, nansi i-report yenu Parliament kuphela nje yikho esiyabe sesiyakuhlanganela, siyabe siyakuhlanganela ngolwesihlanu. Kusuka khonapho ke iPhalamende ihlangene i-Senate le-National Assembly izafuze ihlangane njalo mhlaka 17 lomhlaka 18 lapho eziya kuyadebate ke i-report eyabivele ku-ad hoc. Ingaphela ke leyo ku-debate ye-report evele ku-ad hoc sokufuza ukuthi njengoba umthetho usitsho i-report ye-parliament ke yiyo esihamba sisiya kumongameli welizwe ukuthi eyibisele kuzeke.
Baba Sibanda, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi likwenze konke lokho?
Dube, kuqakathekile ukuthi i-process lay esikhuluma ngayo yenzakale. Okwakuqala ukuqakatheka kwayo yikuthi yikho okuchiwa ngumthetho wethu omkhulu iconstitution yeZimbabwe. So kasila lutho esingalwenza ngaphandle kokubana sikulandelele khonoko okuthiwa iconstitution yethu. Kodwa okwesibili kuqakathekile ukuthi kwenzakale ngenxa yokuthi anti siyakwazi ukuthi vele iparliamente yona yiyo elomlando wokuthi noma yikuyini okwenziwe nguhulumende kumbe zingatsha zikahulumende iparliamente ke kufuze ukucubungula okwinto lokho ikubona ukuthi kwenziwe ngendlela efaneleyo yini, kuyahlonipha amalungelo yini abantu, akuphambanisi yini ukubuswa kuhle kwelizwe. Iparliamente ke yiyo elomlando wokwenza khona lokho. So ke yikho kuqakathekile ukuthi into le iyenzakale and njalo yikho isenzakala.
Umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibandala ilunga le-committee ehlolisisa ugwalo olutsha oluveza imingcele yokuvota eZimbabwe. Sixoxe laye eseHarare. Abakukomiti le bahlangene okwakuqala namhla eHarare. Ibandla leZANU-PF liyakuphika ukuba amalunga alo achaye kabuhlungu ayo ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change emurewa ngempela veki. Umnumzana Tafaza Mugwadi obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla elibusayo uthi kubi okwenziwe ngabaphume kuma-videos abhodabhoda emphakathini enkundleni zokuxhumana atshengisa abacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla elibusayo echaya ngemiqwayi langenswazi abe-CCC abagoqela asebekhulile. Abayisikhombisa abatshaywe kusehlakalo lesi sebesesibhedlela. Umnumzana Nelson Chamisa okhokhela ibandla le-CCC uthi isehlakalo lesi siveza ukuba ibandla elibusayo likhuthaza ubudlwangudlwangu ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzayo. Wethule lokhu enkundleni zokuxhumana eFacebook leTwitter. Kodwa uMgwadi uthi lokhu ngabe kwenziwe ngamalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi eleZANU-PF.
We have been alerted to violent and horrible video scenes circulating allegedly from rural communities where violence was targeted at some villagers. This should be condemned by every sober human being created in the image of God. And all our eyes now are on the next steps that the Zimbabwe Republic Police is going to take to deal with this matter. We condemn this conduct unreservedly. The culprits should be brought to justice. However, what we find irresponsible is when desperate, clueless political apostates start to drive and wage misleading narratives that the perpetrators should be referred to as ZANU-PF supporters. This is needless and regrettably below bar. Clearly, there is nothing in the statements uttered or visuals shown in the circulating videos which identify these culprits as ZANU-PF supporters.
Kumele amapolisa abophe abantu laba ngoba bephula umthetho welizwe. Asivumelani lakho ngitsho lakancane lokhu. Kodwa kusimangalisayo ukuthi sokulwabanye abantu asebekhuluma kubi ngakhonokho, ikakhulu laba abaphikisayo abathi abantu laba ngabantu bebandla leZANU-PF.
Observedly, what might be true is that the perpetrators, let's assume, could be anyone against the CCC supporters. Remember, the CCC, MDCT, and MDC Alliance harvest battles, which were similarly blamed on ZANU-PF, despite that it was known to be their internal strife. Remember, to this day, they still haven't taken responsibility over attempts to burn each other at Tsvangirai's funeral, and they say it was ZANU-PF, yet it was their own succession battles at play.
Siyakwazi ukuthi amalunga e-MDC akahalwa ngesikhathi kubhubha uTsvangirai, njalo kanyazana ukuqhubekela phambili ukulwa kwabo. Bangaba yibo abakwenza konke lokho. Asazi khonapho-ke, kodwa-ke bangaphonga ukuhamba bekhuluma into abangayaziyo.
Let us advise our fellow politicians to desist from fronting politics at crime scenes, no matter the temptation to grab headlines or attention. Let the perpetrators be treated as barbaric criminals who should be identified, arrested, and of course face the law. On its part, ZANU-PF does not tolerate any form of violence or this barbaric conduct whatsoever. Our philosophy of mobilization is simple, but of course powerful. Nyika inovakwa nevene vayo, and that has become a national chorus. President Mnangagwa has clearly and unequivocally set the record clear on peaceful mobilization and violence-free elections. Whoever commits acts of violence in the name of the party shall carry his or her own cross and account. Let the police do what they know best, investigations.
Umnumzana Tafasa Mokwati ubona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla leZANU-PF. Sixoxe laye eseHarare. Sixoxe njalo lomnumzana Ostalo Sisiziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC.
Sithumeke ithimu ke eMurewa eMashonaland East Province ukubana ke sikhangele ke udaba ke lodlakelo lwenzakeleyo lokutshaya kwamasapota kethu ke ngabantu beZANU-PF esesikuthole kubana ke okwamanje ke sesihambise ke abalandeli bethu ke esibhedlela ukuba ke bethole ke ukwelatshwa. Kodwa ke njalo ke sithole ukubana ke abantu laba ngabantu ababethunywe kwe ngu-Honorable Karwe ke kathesi ke ama-members ethu asemapholiseni ke ukwenzela ukuthi ke kufanele udaba lolu ngenxa yokubana ke esikutholileyo ke ku-community kubana ke babekhokelwa nguminister weZANU-PF njalo bengama-supporters eZANU-PF bele njongo yokuterroriza lokuhlukumeza ke abalandeli bethu labo bonke abantu jikelele abangalandeli iZANU-PF. Sisiya kukhethwa sikhangelelanga ukubana ke kube le violence, asikhangelelanga ukubana kube labantu abahlukumezwa mayelana le ndaba ke zombusazi. Kufanele ukubana ke ipolitics ibe ngokuthi ke amapolisi zithama njani njalo atshiyana njani la abanye. Yikho ke i-contestation yokhetha ayikhona ukusebenzisa i-violence.
Ubone ngazani kujoni khonokhu ukuhlaselwa kwabantu?
Kuyatshengisa ukubana iZANU-PF ayilalo ke i-support ngenxa yokubana angeza ke watshaya abantu lokwethusela abantu ke umali le-support emaphandleni. Kuyatshengisela ukubana abantu beZimbabwe bonke emakhaya lasemadolobheni bakhuthele ba loku sebenza nzima ukubana eZimbabwe ke kubeke lo hulumende omutsha, uhulumende onakekela ke izifiso zabantu. Ayikhona ke ukubana kusetshenziswe i-violence lokusetshenziswa ke abantu ukubana bethuselwe. Yikho ke sikhuluma ukubana hayi abantu bethu kufanele ukuthi bebekwazi ukubana sisiya kukhetho kulobuzima ehlangana nabo. Kodwa ke kunjalo uma siyenza indaba ke zombusazwe kuba unzima, kodwa ke kuyatshengisela ulanga selizaphuma. Kusasa kuyavuka kulungile. Kufanele sime siqine njengabantu beZimbabwe kuba neZimbabwe kube lenguquko. Nxa kusiba lenguquko kulungiswe ke ilizwe.
Umnumzana Ostalo Sisiziba umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC bexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesiphathamandla sikahulumende okuthiwa yiso esicele amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF ukuthi bejaye abe-CCC. Amapholisa athi asehlolisisa udaba lolu.
Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Libhomba ngamandla eleRussia kule Ukraine. Elebhilitane lithi seliswele eleRussia uba libhombe ngaphi ngoba selisabalele ilizwe lonke. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba abakubutho le-Ivory Coast ababotshwa kwele Mali besethiswa amacala ukuzama ugenqula uhulumende sebebuyele ekhaya. Soko isikhathi sezamasiko.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Nhlanganiso Sikhosana, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Sixoxa ngokuthi kuyini okumele kuvuselelwe emasikweni lonyaka.
Into engangijabulisa Mfokadube ekuvuseleleni kwamasiko lapha, ngicabanga ukuthi kungaba kuhle masingaba namasiko anjengabo mkhosi womhlanga. Yabona umkhosi wey'ntombi ma ungathi uvuselela kithi laphana ubuyele njengakudala ube khona. Cabanga ukuthi kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu. Sibuye sibe nomkhosi wokusuka kwabafana ngoba siyayibona manje intsha yethu manje yabafana babulawa yilo leli gciwane ngoba manje kwafa leli siko lokusokwa. Kanti ukusoka bekusiza kakhulu ekutheni sivikeleke ezifeni ezinjengalezo zokuthi ma siye sayocansini.
Okunye ke baba Sikhosana,
isilo ke Mfokadube, isilo kungaba kuhle kakhulu impela ma singaba nesilo ngoba isilo sifana nommeli sifana no driver umshayeli oshayela itekisi inabantu ngaphakathi. Ukungabi khona kwesilo nje kuyasilimaza kakhulu thina singabantu bakamthwakazi, ngoba ayikho into engahamba kahle masingela silo thina. Ngajabula kakhulu impela uma ukuthi lezi nduna zethu zingaphuma kupolitiki, singaphuma kupolitiki zimele abantu zifayithele impela ukuthi sibe nesilo. Yabona induna zethu mazingabambana kahle sibe nesilo mfokadube, hayi ungabona sishintsha impela, ungabona sishintsha impela, ungabona kushintsha into yonke iqonda. Ngoba isilo yise sikwazi ukuthi silungise into enjengomkhosi omhlanga ukusuka kwabafana. Isilo-ke esikwazi ukulungisa yonke le nto leyo. Uma singenaso isilo kunzima ukuthi thina sesifinyelele ukuthi silungise le nto yokuthi sibe nemikhosi efana naleyo.
Qiba khonapho Mnumzana Sikhosana.
Kungaba kuhle njalo ukuthi ubone nathi sesifana nabo South Africa. Uyabona nje mina ngihlala lapha eThekwini KwaZulu Natal, ngihlala namaZulu. Ngomhla ka-24 September kuneholide elisekhalendeni elamasiko eliqondana namasiko. Kuyavunulwa mfokadube, kwenziwa yonke imicimbi yonke yesintu. Yikho lapho ubona khona ukuthi hayi ezinye izizwe zisenawo amasiko. Uyabona le nto eyenzakala lapha yinto ebisenzakala kithi kudala, kodwa manje sesaba politized thina, isiko salibulala. Sesangenela emasikweni, sangenwa nguhulumeni wabulala amasiko wafaka ipolitiki phakathi emasikweni. Yikho nje ubona thina into zethu zonke zingaqondi.
Namhla besixoxa lo Mnumzana Nhlanganiso Sikhosana, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje usihlwa, ngiyabonga ukwamukela kulolu hlelo.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Liviki bengifuna sikhangele ku-Isaiah chapter 9. Sikhangele iverse ka-6 ithi yona, ngoba sizalelwe umntwana, sinikiwe indodana, izanikwa amandla obukhosi, ibizwe ngokuthi umluleki omangalisayo, uNkulunkulu olamandla, ubaba ongela kuphela, inkosi yokuthula. Siyananzelela ukuba lapha u-Isaiah wayekhuluma ngokuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu lokubuya kwakhe lapha emhlabeni. Siyakwazi ukuba uNkulunkulu waba lomlando wokuza lapha emhlabeni ukwenzela ukuthi asindise, ukwenzela ukuthi akhulule umuntu emandleni esono. Umuntu oqala uAdam loEva basebonile, baphuma kuntando kaNkulunkulu, baphuma esigabeni sokuba ngabantwana bakhe, bakhetha ukumhlamukela. Ngakho-ke kwakungela enye indlela uNkulunkulu ayengayibuyiselana layo labantu ngaphandle kokuthi athole umhlatshelo ongelasici. Siyakwazi ukuthi iBhayibheli liyakhuluma ukuba kubaprofethi bonke ababakhona, kumbe ngo-Abraham, kumbe ngo-Elijah, kumbe ngo-Elisha, kumbe ngo-Jeremiya, akula mprofethi owatholakalayo owayengakwanisa ukuba afele izono zabantu ayamukeleke phambi kwaNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu. Ngakho kutsho ukuthi uThixo yena enguThixo elobuthathu bakhe, enguThixo uBaba, enguThixo omoya engcwele, uThixo lendodana. Siyabona ukuba wakhetha ukuba omunye wabo abuye lapha emhlabeni asisize, abe nguye ozaba ngumhlatshelo ozakhulula wonke umuntu. Into emangalisayo ikuba uNkulunkulu wayelendodana yakhe eyodwa, ayengamanengi amanengi amadodana akhe, uyedwa kuphela uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathanda umhlaba kangaka, wayivumela leyo ndodana ukuba ibuye lapha emhlabeni. ukwenzela ukuthi lo mkhandlu wawusukhona phakathi kwakhe labantu kutholakale indlela yokubuyisela. Ngakho ke uIsaya nxa sihlangana laye lapha uyakhuluma ukuba sizalelwe umntwana. UJesu weza phakathi kwethu engumuntu njengathi. Kwakudingakala ukuthi uJesu indaba wabuye engumuntu, indaba engazange abuye ingilosi. Kwakudingakala ukuba uJesu abe ngumuntu ukwenzela ukuthi azwisise ubuthakathaka bethu njengabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwi lenkosi lithi lona uJesu laye walingwa nguSathane ngazo zonke indlela. Wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu kodwa wakhetha ukuzohlala lathi abe njengathi. Wadubeka, wabethelwa esiphambanweni, wathwala izono zethu. Khonokhuyana kwenza ukuba kusikhulule esonweni ukuba yilo lalo omkhethayo impilo yakhe iyaguquka, azalwe kakutsha abe ngumntu kaNkulunkulu.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazeneni Baba, sibongile abalalela izwi lakho namhlanje ntambama. Ngena phakathi kwenhliziyo zabo Jesu, uzalwe phakathi kwabo, ubaguqule impilo zabo Baba, kube nokutshintsha, kube nomehluko. Kunaba abalizwayo leli lizwi namhlanje, ngiyathandaza ukuba bamamukele, bakwamukele Jesu ube yingxenye yempilo zabo, njalo ube yinkosi nomsindisi wabo. Egama likaJesu siyathandaza, amen.
Bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenispanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha.
Okhulumayo ngusihwede Ngwenya, la ngithi nje eKezi eSt Joseph's eGwilomfula uSimukhwe. Hayi, thina abantu bakithi siyaphila sibhekana nje nokulwa nobubava la nobusela. Abantu abasintshontshela imfuyo phela, silwa namasela impela lezi zisuka, abantu basithwalise kanzima basebela imfuyo omini nobusuku. Hayi, imbuzi bayathatha iy'nkomo, ngisho ney'nkukhu bayathatha emakhaya bashiye ilutho. Yile mkhuba esithi asile nayo, siyakha ama-group. Lezi nsuku kunama group esiwakhayo ukuthi uma kungabonakala nje umuntu noma abantu beqhuba imfuyo, sazisane ngokuphuthuma nangokushesha, sidingisane futhi ngokuphuthuma nangokushesha. Ngokunjalo silana noma yipi imikhuba noma imihlola eyenzakalayo, kungathiwa ikuthula kwamasola ezikoleni noma ikuthula kwamasola ezibhedlela noma emthonjeni yamanzi, ile mikhuba esibhekane nayo impela ngqo. Lezi nsuku ubusela budlangile mntakababa, hayi khona kulukhuni, kodwa ke cha siyazama ngempela ngoba nazo igebe ngisesibambe kakhulu. Siyababopha impela abantu abenza imkhuba yokungcola, namasela siyawabopha busuku nemini, sinama operations esiwenzayo sihlasele indawo. Ngokunjalo ngicabanga ukuthi cha, izinga lobusela nobupha liyehle kakhulu. Angibonge mntakababa, kanti nemvula ziyanetha nje kwalamalanganyana amabili amathathu. Cha, asibonge uNkosi ezulwini ukuthi nasemasimini kuhle kanyani, kuhle impela lezi suku akufani.
Ye, kukhona njalo olikwenzayo okokuziphilisa yini khona?
Yebo baba, siyazama ukuthi siziphilise ngaphandle kokulima, kanti bese ngenza nokunye. Singabantu abaphila ngakho kufuya, ekuyiphiliseni impela siyafuya la ekufiyeni kulapho esiphila khona. Ekufiyeni labona sikhala kangaka ngamasela ngoba siphila khona la ekufiyeni, mase sifuyile sibe sithengise ngazo lezi inkomo noma kungathiwa izimbuzi phela. Siphila ngazo, sizifuye phinde sizidayise, kanti futhi sizame khona kakhulu ekulimeni. Nasekulimeni lapha noma sibe sishaye izimvula kodwa siphila ngakho kulima. Okwamanje bezinethile impela imvula, ayi cha, kufani kuhle nakhona emasimini. Ukuthi uma bezingaphinda siqhubeke imvula zinethe, cha, kusho ukuthi lesivuno besingase sibe ngcono. Angibonge mntane Kehla, angibonge.
Siyabonga kakhulu Sikwede Ngwenya khona ngapho ke eKezi. Ungadinwa lokusasa.
Yelo ke. Wezemidlalo, umqeqeshi womdlalo we-volleyball olodumo uvule indlela moyo uthi ukuphenduka kwemidlalo yezikolo kuzaphathisa iqembu lakhe eleSpartans ukuthi livumbulule abadlali abatsha, libuyele njalo libe zintshantshu ngemva kokuba liqhube nzima nyakenye. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Moyo uthi uvunyelwa ukuba imidlalo yesikolo idlalwe ngemva kweminyaka embalwa ingadlalwa ngenxa yomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuzancede iqembu lakhe lona elidinga abadlali abatsha.
Nyakenye iSpartans ayidlalanga kuhle. Okubangele khona ukuthi ama-players amaningi asukile eqembini lethu eseyajoyina ama-team abathembisa izinto ethina de singalazo. Badlalile uma-National League, abanye baphumelela bahamba eZambia badlala ku-Zone 6 Club Championship. Thina eSpartans sifisa ukuba sikhole ama-players alesifiso sokudlala i-volleyball, especially ezikolo lezi ezezivunyelwe ukuthi zidlale i-sport nguhulumeni. Sikhangelele abantwana okugoqela amankazana labafana abengaba le minyaka from as young as 13 going up to 20 years. Sifisa ukuthi sibafundise ukudlala i-volleyball. Ibulawayo ithuthuke.
Omoya ungezelele wathi okunye osekwenza iqembu lakhe labesifazane lingasanqobi njengakudala yikuba abadlali abaningi aqalisa labo iqembu bajiya sebesiyakwenda.
Qala ukuba yi-Spartans it was 2005 sadlala yaqina kakhulu emankazaneni. Amankazana anqoba i-National League from 2006 up to 2012. Akula mnyaka abakhuthisa ukuthola imedal ku-National League. Sahamba ku-Zone 6, sathola i-bronze, sahamba kuma-invitational tournament, Swaziland, laseLesotho, sabuya nje lokungamamedali lezimali. Since 2014, besizama ukudlala but omama njengoba bazi laba ngomama ba decide ukuba le mizi yabo. So i-team yamankazana yayehla. Eyabafana idlale kuhle before COVID 2017-2018 yikho sigcine khona siba le silver medal kuzimu open tournament. Sawini PVA ingadliwanga. It was 2015 up to 2019. Sima imidlalo imiswa yi-COVID. Besithathe championship both ebafaneni emankazaneni.
Omoya uthi ezikolo yikho lapho okutholakala khona abadlali bakusasa, njalo kungabi khona kwemidlalo yabasakhulayo sekuphazamise kakhulu inqubela phambili yezemidlalo elizweni.
Umqoka ibuyele ezikolo. Nxa usakha i-foundation yiyo eqakathekileyo. Isikhathi esiningi abantu besebekhangela ama-players alolongwe kudala khohlwa ngalawa aphansi. Ungakhangela abaningi abalolo ngokudala soyekele ukudlala umlumdlalo. That's why usuthola ukuthi koBulawayo ama-clubs asemalutshwane than la kudala. Enye into ebulele kakhulu umdlalo wethu ngama-youth games. Ama-players ebelolongwa kusiyadlalwa ama-youth games behle beqale khonapho ukudlala. From youth games bekhwela besiya phambili thola isikhathi sokudlala ibhola. Ngesifiso sami ngifisa ukuthi nganama-youth games abuyele, ngoba izikolo zonke koBulawayo zabe zikhangele ukuthi abantwana bedlala kuma-youth games. Wonke ama-sporting discipline ungalandzelela, even wonke ama-sport asewile koBulawayo because of akuseli ama-youth games.
Iqembu leSpartans lisebenzisa indawo kaloliwe e-Relton Sports Club, njalo ngomgqibelo iziphathamandla zeqembu kanye nabadlali bebecenta inkundla belungiselela ukuqala ukuzilolonga phambilini kokuqala kwemidlalo yalo nyaka. Omoyo ngumqeqeshi ohamba phambili elizweni laseZimbabwe, njalo useqeqeshe amaqembu amaningi kwiminyaka efika phose yamashumi amathathu, njalo lawa ngabalisa leqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Oliver Lisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.